The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Wonderful, Wondrous Wowzer Wednesday as we drive behind the cheese wheel together as loud church mice and squeak a little bit for the glory and the kingdom of God. Yep, you heard it right. First up, we review the truth that God's work in our individual lives needs to be a part of our own meditation. Who says so? God does. Next, the greatest fear in America, nay, in all the world, is not death. It's speaking in front of an audience, but do we consider the audience or the author? And finally, we come to grips with the understanding that what you and I, what we can bring to the table is cute, but what God brings to the table is the only thing that matters.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavily talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You know you can reach out to us a couple of different ways. First of all, you can call us at 972-445-0770. If you do that, Terrific T will answer the phone. Be very kind to you. You can also text, and that's 214-210-8483. If you do that, you will not get an electric shock. Those are very important things. The other thing that you can do is you can get up and dance whatever the answer is or things you want to communicate to us. You can do it in front of a mirror. You can put a little flashlight on the dresser, face it towards you, and then dance in front of the mirror with the flashlight. We won't get that, but if your kids could see it, that would be fantastic. That's all we're saying. Very simple. If you've got a praise report, that's awesome. A prayer request, that's great. We'll be praying for you. We pray for the audience every single day. If you've got something that's on your mind, you're just trying to kind of figure it out. If we can answer it or we have the time, we'll be glad to do that. Today's going to be a little bit full, but we'll definitely put it into the process. And additionally, we do trivia. Why do we do trivia? Because I want everybody to continually be thinking about Scripture, about what's in there, what it has to say, how does it apply, what does it matter? Because the more that we do this, the more that it stays in our minds, the better off we are because we're meditating on it. And when you're meditating on the Word, guess what? If you read Psalms chapter 1, you find out that those that meditate on the Word find that their way is successful. So this is a good idea. This is a good plan to draw closer to the Lord. Here is the first trivia question. We're not trying to trick anybody. This particular question. Okay, that's a nice hint. The word Armageddon or Armageddon is only used one time in Scripture. Not when it's referred to, just only used in one time. What book of the Bible is that found in and what chapter? Ooh, Armageddon. What book of the Bible? And we always hear about that. We always hear, if you've watched movies in the past, they even had a whole little movie thing called That's Armageddon. You know, it's a kind of a jokey kind of thing. Here's the bottom line. Where is it in the Bible? What book? And you can go either way. What book? What chapter? You got to know the book. And then I can help you out with the chapter. All right. The rest of what I'm supposed to say. Where's the rest of what I'm supposed to say? The rest of it is simply this. Any topic is open for conversation. And the reason that is because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. You can ask anybody who is in this building. You can ask Terrific T. You can ask Jennifer. You can ask Don. You can ask Sarah. You can ask anybody that walks by this building. It's not professional radio. It's a lot of things, but it's not. professional radio. It is, however, just radio. So it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right. First and foremost, we have our trivia question out there in regards to Armageddon. Where is that in the Bible? What book? What chapter? Next, we talk about our DNA. DNA is draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Excellent. Never be ashamed, not ashamed of the Lord or his words. That doesn't mean that the church doesn't do goofy things from time to time, but that's what we're talking about. And then also, always be ready to
serve.
Serve! There you go. That's the way we start off our show. Yay! All right, so we got the trivia question on there. People are thinking, where is that? Where is that? Okay, here's a big hint. Not in the old. Not in the old. So if you're going through book by book, it's going to take you a long time. 39 books in the old, you'll be like, is it here? Is it here? Is it here? No. All right, I've got a lot of stuff that I want to cover. I do want to let you know we're going to be adding in a Genesis devotional. Now, this is, I got permission from my professor at for the PhD studies to use his devotional book that he wrote on Genesis. I'll be introducing that in the next week or so, and you'll find it to be pretty fascinating. He did a really excellent job. The class was great because he was a Hebrew instructor, but he did this personal devotional for Genesis, and it's really a good one, and he takes all the characters and kind of challenges us in our behavior, and then also encourages us in our behavior. So I like stuff like that. This first teaching, these are all kind of linked together, has to do with church mice. Okay, we've been talking about church mice a little bit, just kind of been dropping in a few hints here or there. And we, you know, people are like, well, be quiet like a church mouse. A church mouse is not quiet. If you've ever been to an actual church that had mice in the building, which I have been, you would know that doesn't work that way. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Buckle in. Psalm chapter 77, verses 11 through 15. It says this, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember the miracles of long ago. I will consider all the works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. This is Psalm 77, verses 11 through 15. Here, the psalmist is saying straightforward, look, I'm considering all your works, and I'm meditating on all your mighty deeds. Now, some people might say, well, that's the big things that God did when he split the sea, and when he fed them, and he had water come into the desert. And you would be correct in that. But you would also be correct in understanding that the things that God has done in your life, those are also to be contemplated. Can I help you out here? When God has done a miracle for you in your life, it is no less a miracle than any other miracle. What we do is we go, well, it was me, so it doesn't have a lot of validity. Did God do something incredible in your life? Did he do something fantastic? Did he deliver you? Did he bring you to the perfect place? Did he give you all that you were looking for? Did he redirect you? Did he change you? Did he correct you? Did he call upon your name? Did you hear his voice? Did you respond to God? Did he answer your prayers? Do you yield to the Most High God? That's a miracle. And you need to go, oh yeah, that's a miracle. And God has done terrific things in our lives, and that should be a part of our contemplation. Do you remember when you first became a Christian? Some people do and some people don't. But if you remember, because maybe you were a little further out than others, how you prayed the first couple of prayers, and man, you got the prayers answered, and you were like, all right, I'm connected to the supernatural. And it's like you always thought like, wow, this stuff's cool. And it's like that kind of stuff matters. Those answers to prayers matters. I know everybody's like, well, there's a lot of coincidence. No, there's a lot of God and then a lot of Satan trying to take away the glory from God. And you've had things happen in your life that were fantastic. They were awesome. You've had moments where the Lord has probably saved your life and you knew it. I remember when I was taking my son to the hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, off of Beardsley Road at like 56, I think it was about 56th Avenue, because they hadn't even gotten the lights in there, and I was driving, and all of a sudden, I'm driving through the intersection, and I just slammed on the brakes. And 2 seconds later, a car came through with no lights on at about 90 miles an hour. That was me and my future. And my son's future. But God had another plan. And you think, wow, how did that happen? And I would say it was a miracle. Because one, if you know me as a driver, I don't slam on my brakes very often. And then number two, you couldn't even see it, hear it, nothing. And it was just like, yeah! And I was like, wow, God just saved my life. Should I meditate on that? Not only should I meditate on that, not only should I make that a part of my process and thinking, but watch this in Psalm 66, verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear the Lord, and let me tell you what he has done for me. Not only should the great things of God in our lives be part of our meditation, get this, it should be a part of our verbalization. Not only should you be aware of the miracles that God has done for you, to you, through you, around you, to people next to you, into your life, into your universe, it should not only be a part of your conscious meditation where you're turning it over in your mind and you're thinking about it. All meditation is thinking about it in your brain. Okay, people try, hey, you know what that is? That's going, that's nothing. Meditating is turning it over in your mind. That's exactly what the original Hebrew meant, is turning it over and over and over in your mind. That's meditating. And that, not only should that great things of God be a part of your meditation, but the great things of God in your life and in my life should be a part of our verbalization. You should share that with people. You should say, oh, man, you should see what the Lord did for. He saved my life here. Oh, I can't believe how much God gave me grace in this. Oh, man, I thought I was going to get really in trouble for this, and the Lord gave me grace. Or, oh, I never thought I'd get to this place, and then the Lord got me there, and I don't even know how he got me there. It's amazing. That's all a part of our verbalization. But then again, what happens when somebody says to you, you should share that with people? What happens in your brain? There's a little meter in your brain that goes, ding, 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 ding. I don't want to share that. I don't want to share. I don't like sharing. Sharing, that's not comfortable. I don't like that. That's what we're going to talk about when we get back, is the fear-o-meter and how to deal with that. It should be a little bit of fun. By the way, the word Armageddon is only used one time in Scripture in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 16. Verse 16. It's also called Harmageddon for those that do not know. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down and see.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry. Okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half, and his eyes are red, and he looks at me and he says, this is how the Lord hurts for you. And that was it.
bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over-arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy, showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. And if you can't
shout sight, you'll have to... Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, there is a great way to do that. 972-445-0770 is the phone. Okay. And then the text is 214-210-8483. That is the text. I'm in a good mood. I don't know. Some days are just better than others. I guess that's just part of it. It's got nothing to do with getting up on the wrong side of the bed. In fact, I've had really lousy sleep the last couple of nights. But that's okay. It's the Lord is working mightily, and that's really what I care about. Here is the next trivia question for everybody to consider. This is a good one. This is a toughie, but it's a good one. You should know this, and if you can't get it, then I'll start giving more hints and stuff. When Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch, this is in the book of Acts. When Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading from the book of which prophet? Who was the Ethiopian eunuch? What was he reading when Philip decided to, was directed to by the Holy Spirit to get in touch with him and connect? Here we go. All right, so we already got somebody calling in, got people texting in. It's always fun. I love it. Okay, here comes the ringer. There it is. This is David. Who am I talking to?
My name's Stephen. How are you?
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good. I'd like to say my name was Isaiah, but that would just be my guess.
That is correct, sir, by the way. He is reading Isaiah. But here's a wonderful little element in that portion that you might appreciate. So it's funny because when the Holy Spirit had Philip go up and talk to him, it's funny how the scripture states it in the Greek, but it basically says he started from where he was and started to point him to Christ. But what he did is he didn't try and take him where he wasn't. It was right where the guy was at. And he's like, here I go. We're going to go right from here. I'm going to explain to you about Jesus right from where he was at. And it was just like, it's a great thought. Instead of trying to take people in all these different directions, just where they're at, just tell them what's going on. Just tell them the truth, and it'll work out fine. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent.
Can I make a comment?
You may.
Question for you.
Okay.
If the law of spirit or law of sin and death was abolished, and the law of grace, life, law of spirit and law of sin and death was abolished, and the law of
grace and life,
spirit and life,
yep,
was established.
Uh huh. Correct.
What's the correlation to the Mosaic law and the law that existed long before Moses?
Okay, so you want to know, though. Now, that's a great question. So let me, I'm going to do my best to answer kind of on the fly. So you know, you and I did email before, but I got something last night that I'm so glad you called and asked, because I came up with something that I'd never thought of. So I'm going to indirectly answer your question, okay? If that's okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. So last night I was sitting there talking to my wife, and it's just one of those weird things where you're talking and you're sharing and so on and so forth. And the Lord, I think, had showed me something. I want to be careful when I say the Lord showed it to me, or you know, I discovered it through pursuit, or however you want to communicate that. But the reality is, what the Lord had showed me was that in the Old Testament, you have the covenant with Noah. You had also the covenant with Abraham. You also had the covenant with David. Then you had the covenant with Moses, right? And then in the New Testament, it seems to be that we've established the covenant through Jesus Christ. And what a lot of people do is they just think in their minds, it's one covenant or the other. But I realize that's not necessarily true, that there can be concurrent covenants, because the covenant of Noah still exists, because when it rains, there's still a rainbow. Yet the covenant of Abraham still exists, because it's a covenant of faith that lasts forever. The Davidic covenant keeps going because Jesus is a descendant of David sitting on the throne. And then we have the new covenant of grace and mercy. So it dawned on me, maybe the covenants run together, certain covenants, in some capacities, like the covenant I have with my wife. We have a faithfulness covenant together, and then we have this other covenant. She gets to decide how the house looks, and if there's a safety issue, I get to say, we need to do this. And so we have one relationship with multiple covenants or agreements that run throughout it. And I thought, maybe that's a little bit part of how the covenant situation works with the people of God and God himself. And the main covenant of law and grace was switched, but that doesn't change the covenant for Noah. And I was like, huh, what do you think of that? That's just a thought that came off the top of my head last night.
Well, the law also extends back to Noah, because he had clean and unclean animals taken on.
Correct. I mean, correct. It was even before the law.
It extended back to Abel, because he presented a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, a blood sacrifice to God. And it, you could argue it extended back to Adam, because, one, he had to teach Abel, and two, God had to cover them both.
Yeah, and you know what?
Something.
That's a great, what's great thought about that is to consider that Jesus is called the second Adam. So there's this whole other, it's like, wow, that kind of changes the dynamic of the very, very, very first covenant with mankind ruling over the earth. And it's like, there's so many different aspects of it, but I do appreciate you asking. And I hope that kind of opens up the thinking for people, which is kind of what we all want to do. We want to, instead of just saying, it's this, you must follow me, you must listen, we need to be a little bit more expansive. And I'm going to be talking about that in regards to the book of Revelation, how there is a great futuristic application, but there's also a great present time application, and we should be using both and not one or the other.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are more than welcome. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Is that fun? Stephen emailed me on some covenant questions before, so I mean, I kind of knew. I didn't know this, how he was going to put it, but it's just fun. Our audience is like, what about this? What about this? And wait till you get into this. I got some. I'm planning on teaching probably about 4 or 5 weeks. But man, somebody wrote a book about 20 years ago in regards to the book of Revelation, and actually stated that social media would become a problem. How's that? Don't tell me that person was that person's a genius, right?
He was ahead of his
time. He was ahead of his time, right? That's like, wow. Somebody foresaw it and said, wow. All right, let me get back to this. So let's go back to real quickly on the Real Mice Speak and so on and so forth. I want to make sure you get this, okay? So you and I, our meditation should be greatly focused on the great things God has done in our life. That's just important. It needs to be a part of our verbalization. But the problem comes right there, because many of us don't like to either speak publicly, share with people. There's an uncomfortableness. And most of the time, it's because we feel a little bit embarrassed or unprepared or maybe not skilled enough or whatever the case may be. So I want to read you this passage. This is the first scripture I've ever preached ever in my life. And I think it's one of the most important passages in regards to the New Testament. But I want you to catch what's being said in it. It's Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. And what's important about that is for you and I to understand that the gospel is the power of God, not how you share it. In other words, you might be a terrific speaker. You might be a person that can argue and win every single argument. You might be able to hands down win every single debate you've ever gone to in college. But you do not possess the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel itself is the power of God. And that's why anybody can communicate it, and it doesn't matter if you don't speak well or present well or super duper terrific-y. There's this mindset, unfortunately, I'm just being honest about this, where people think that they need to be experts to just share the things that God has done. And you don't need to be an expert. You do need to be willing, but you don't need to be an expert. And so why I'm bringing that up is because I'm not looking for you to go and start knocking on doors. And right now, knocking on doors might not be the greatest idea with COVID and stuff like that. I'm just saying it could be a little bit more dangerous. What I'm saying to you is wherever you go, and this is part of that whole DNA thing, wherever you're going, it's kind of like always being ready to share, not okay, it's 4 points. I'm going to walk them through this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this and do this. Whatever the Holy Spirit's guiding you in, as long as it's centered on the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, it's like, great. You might say, oh, I went through something like that. Boy, I prayed my way right out of that. It's like, give me something as silly as that. Or you, here's probably one of the best testimony lead-ins there is. Ready? Oh, God help me with that. Just, the person's like going, what? What does that mean? And it's like, oh, you want to know? I'll tell you. And see, what I'm trying to show you is that it's not a program. And I don't actually have as much a problem with some of the, you know, the four spiritual laws. I think are fantastic. The Romans Road's fantastic. I don't think any of that's bad. I just don't think you have to think that way in order to share what God has done in your life. Here's what you got to think about in order to share what God has done in your life. What has God done in your life? That's what you have to think about. It's, you don't have to make it up. You don't have to spin it. It doesn't have to be better than it should be or worse than it should be. It doesn't need any of that stuff. You just meditate on the great things God has done, and that's all the stuff you need. Because the Lord is the one who does the saving. It's not by brilliant speech. It's not by persuasion. It's not by our articulation. It's by the power of the gospel itself that people get saved. You just share it. It's up to God to do the saving. You're a vehicle. He's the saver. He's the savior, right? Well, then he does the saving. You just present. You just be the ambassador. Okay? He'll take care of the power behind the country. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that He's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, plus a dog named Levi. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and is involved in a PhD program. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You know that a week from Friday, it will be our 1.5-year anniversary. So I always keep track of stuff like that. I'm a memorial guy. I think stuff like that's pretty fascinating. I can't believe I've driven down here that many times. That's really what it is. It'll be like 400 times that I've gone. That's the part that I find amazing. Oh, and I did find out something else. I don't know if I told you this or not, but apparently cars need tires. Did you know that?
Man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then I guess you have to change the little gerbils that run in the wheels and the engine every so often. I guess those have to be changed too, or there's problems.
Oy vey.
Yeah. Oy vey. That's good one right there. That's good. All right, let's get to the next trivia question. This should be a little bit straightforward and a little bit easier. This 972-445-0770 if you're going to call. 214-210-8483 if not. Who got into a wrestling match with God? A wrestling match. Now, understand this, that this was initially in Scripture called a man, and then elsewhere in Hosea is referred to as an angel. But who was it that had that little wrestling thing going on with the Lord? Who wrestled with the Lord? Besides you and me and everybody else who's ever been a Christian. I'm saying in Scripture. There's an actual wrestling match. 214-210-8483. You can also call in 972-445-0770. Let's get ready, because we're getting ready to do our sound for our history. You ready for that? Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Go ahead.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
Okay. We're going to have to slow that down, though, because it's a little fast. You know what I'm saying? All right. For those that don't know, today is Teddy Bear Day. Okay? I think that's cool. Teddy bears are cool, aren't they? Do you like a
teddy? Yeah, I had a teddy bear growing up.
Did you name it something other than Teddy?
Yes, it was a bear named Daisy, and she was from a Build-A-Bear, so I built her all myself, and I had her for, like, a decade.
Really?
Yep.
Was any special? Now Daisy, it makes me think yellow. Is there yellow on the bear?
The pin was yellow. She was more so like red and blue. I don't know.
Unique. That's very cool. Good for you. All right. Today is also National Wiener Schnitzel Day. I don't know if that's the fast food or I don't know.
Oh, that's a fast food place.
Yeah. Now that's sad that you would even say that to me. You know, I really appreciate you, but don't tell Noelle you said that. That's actually one of her favorite. She likes their chili dogs, which is really kind of like disgusting. I could never even, it's like, why? But all right, that doesn't matter.
Chili dogs are good.
Yeah, chili dogs are good, not theirs. But anyway, that's besides the point. Well, she loves them, so it doesn't matter. And then No Bad News is Good News Day. Okay. which is like, that should be every day. No bad news is good news day. That's kind of how I feel about that. Here you go. In 1543, 9 month old baby, 9 month old baby, Mary Stuart was crowned Queen of Scotland. 9 months old. That's a child that had a future.
Right. Ahead of her time.
Ahead of her 9 months old. I was like, what are you? I have nothing. 1850 on this day, California became the 31st United States. The way they're going, because we just talked to somebody the other day, you know, another week or two, they will be kind of on their own. It's their own little island. It is not going great for them. 1947, the first computer bug, a team led by Grace Hopper, found a moth trapped in a relay contact, which caused the computer to malfunction. Thus, the term bug had been used in engineering ever since then. It's the first recorded incident of a literal computer bug. And then we've used that phrase ever since then. And then finally, for those that have any video game like in your past, 1995 on this day, which is a long time, it's 25 years now, right? PlayStation console came out by Sony in the United States. If you had kids, you know what I'm talking about. All right, let's move on. Oh, we didn't do our things, huh? Yeah, I missed that, didn't I? All right, website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, let me just give a shout-out to John Gee. He caught our song. He caught what it was. Good job, John. Don't forget the website, hemustincrease.org. You don't want me, you know, harping on money. I don't want to be harping on money. You got to give because that's the correct principle in the kingdom. I just think you ought to be giving to your church house first. And first and foremost, take care of your home. Take care of where you're at. Take care of where you're being fed. Take care of where you're growing in the Lord. And then if you have opportunity and there's opportunities for offerings and for givings, then by all means, please help us out the best you can. If you go on the website, you'll see there's a picture of Tony Evans and me. That's when I handed him the award that's on the website right now, plus an article he wrote that I've attached to it. I like what he's talking about in the sense of kingdom voting. I have a harder time. You guys have already heard me say this. I want to be more of a kingdom guy than anything else. I don't disagree with people getting involved in voting and being a part of it. I have a much harder time people telling people what they must do. You have to completely rip out Romans 14 to do that. And that's a big, big problem for me because a man has to answer to God from his conscience sake. And you can't step in there. The scripture is very clear. It says that a man will stand. Who are you to judge another man's servant? He will stand before the Lord and the Lord is able to make him stand. Got to be real careful. That's why if you say that, you say, well, you have to vote this way. You have to think this way. You have to say this. Then what about Baptists and Pentecostals? Does that mean that if you're a Baptist, all the Pentecostals are wrong, evil, and going to hell? That's absurd. And then if you're a Pentecostal, are all the Baptists wrong and evil and going to hell? That's absurd. It's like, that's stupid. Got to be careful with stuff like that just because the Lord is watching. Okay, let's get into this other thing. I only have a few minutes to really get into the heart of this, so I want to make sure you understand it. We're talking about sharing what you go through, sharing your experiences, not trying to be Billy Graham-ish, not trying to be a theologian, just being yourself. You just share what's going on in your life with other people. It's supposed to be part of your meditation, and it should be a part of your verbalization. In John 4, 39 through 41, it says this, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay, and he stayed 2 days, and because of his words, many more became believers. First of all, the word testimony is maturion in the Greek, maturion in the Greek, and it means sharing a personal experience. It's not a theological five-point, you know, homiletical message. It's like, this is what God did for me. And you know what she said? She said, he told me everything I ever did. You could say, well, it's not really what he did. He told her things that were going on in her life. Well, he covered a lot of territory by talking about her husbands and so on and so forth. All she did was say, this is what Jesus did. There was nothing brilliant. It wasn't like, wow, that's brilliant. She just shared, hey, this is what the Lord's doing in my life. This is what he showed me. This is what he told me. This is what he did for me. And people listen to that, and I think what happens is we think it has to be presented in such a way because we're much more Western in thought and because we're much more you know, in the logical construct of the grandchild of Greece, we think everything has to be a logical argument. No, it doesn't. Just tell them. Let God do the power stuff. You don't have to worry about it being powerful. You don't have to worry about it being wise and smart and clever. Some of the best testimonies are when people just share with other people just the simplest scripture. It's a classic story about the great theologian teacher who ran into the little girl. Now, it's probably not true, but I'll tell it anyway. He ran into the little girl, and he said, well, are you, you know, eschatologically minded for dispensational premillennialism? She goes, I don't know. All I know is Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Then he asks her all these other questions. She just keeps repeating the same thing. And then he ends up turning to her and says, I wish I knew as much as you did. See, because sometimes you can be so smart that you forget, hey, you know what? Jesus loves you. And it's a drag that you go through hard times, and it's a drag that this world has sin and that there's struggles. And sometimes instead of being smarty pants or the best entertainers or the best this or the best anything, maybe sometimes just telling people, hey, you know, somebody cares, has a lot more power and weight than you think. Okay. Now, I don't object to people presenting the gospel in certain way. I don't have any problem with that. I'm just saying you're not required to have a whole lighting system behind you. You don't need to have a soundboard behind you to go, you know, God cares for you. That doesn't require a degree. It just requires you being willing. And that willingness will, in fact— it will, in fact, change people. It will, in fact, change people. Not because of your brilliance, just because of how God is. Remember, and I say this in the nicest possible way, God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. So he could pretty much use anything he wants to do. It's kind of like, if you ever get like a really big head, just think God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. Okay. This is like, so that's why I think God can use me all the time. God used a donkey. Me and the donkey. Let's go. It's like, that's my attitude. But the idea is that God will use you if you're willing. Sometimes he uses people. He doesn't even give him a choice. I mean, if you think about the leader of the Pharisees, he prophesied, God didn't even give him a choice. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is just share. Share your heart. Share who you are. Somebody's hurting, tell them, hey, there's an answer for that. And if you're hurting, it's okay to be honest. Oh, yeah, I've gone through tough things. But the Lord's always been with me. You know, if somebody hears that statement right there, they're going to go, how? Oh, he's always faithful. He's always good to me. See, it doesn't take brilliance. It just takes a willingness, all right? Who wrestled with God and technically won? I mean, he even got the, you have wrestled with God and have won. It was Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, just before he faced his other fear, which was re-seeing his brother after a long time. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be far.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I, God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Okay, here's our last trivia question. Okay, this is the last one. Now, this is leaning towards the Old Testament, this person is, or this is where it's coming from. Who is the person who said, "Naked, I came from my mother's womb"? Ooh. Naked, I came from my mother's womb. And actually, the next line is, "And naked I shall return." 214-210-8483, if you want to text that in. 972-445-0770. If you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do either way. Tomorrow we have Philippians chapter 2, so we're going to be diving into that. And then I'm really, really praying about considering doing a really weird teaching on Revelation 13 and doing it with two points of view. So, like, you share one point of view, and then you go back to the beginning of it, and then you share the other point of view, the two main points of view. Because I think it would be beneficial for people to hear that and see that. So there's a lot of things that are going on that you could say from an eschatological point are really growing in the seriousness. But I don't want people to lose sight that there's a present and a future application both. And limiting it is limiting the ability for God to communicate. And I'm not a big fan of that. It's a nice way to say that. All right. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, excellent. So go to hemustincreaseministry.org. You can see the face mask that I created. It's kind of a cool one. And then the article and some of the different things. I keep throwing different stuff up there, and it's not that it's the greatest website, but it's a good place to get resources or also a good place to get some encouragement if you'd like it. Okay? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard from you in a while. I want to make sure you're doing good. I was just praying for you this morning, actually. It's funny. I love it when I pray for somebody who's called in the audience. I was praying like between 9 and 10. I had like some really good prayer time. So I pray for the audience, and you were one of the people that came to my mind, and then you call. I love when that happens, though. It's just like, wow, that's so cool. That's like one of those great things.
He cares about the minute thing, the small things also.
Yep, absolutely, my friend. All right, here you go. So we had somebody in the Old Testament. I know you know who it is. And he was like, naked I came forward. Naked, I'm going back. Who was that?
Job.
That is correct, sir. All right, now, Ronnie, I'm going to make a confession to you, okay? I'm going to confess to you. When I first became a Christian in the first 4 months, I thought the book of Job was, in fact, the book of Job.
I did, too.
You know what I mean? I thought, I can get a job there. Yeah, that's what growing up does, huh? Changes your mindset a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you have to mature. You start off as a babe.
That's what. Say that again.
I say you have to mature, so you start off as a babe in Christ.
Exactly correct. In my case, I might have been even younger. Like instead of, I might have still been attached to the umbilical cord, kind of thing. Excellent job, my brother. I will keep you in prayer, and if there's anything that you ever want us praying for, anything, you let us know, and we will be there for you.
I actually have some, but also I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Hey, when are you going to see Dr. Evans?
Well, that's so funny that you would bring that up. So Dr. Evans, I just sent out a reach out to him just the other day, and I haven't had the chance to do a follow-up on it. So I had the privilege in San Diego to give him an award, and so that's why I put that picture up on the website, because it's a picture of me giving him the award. And that guy preached one of the best messages at the pastor luncheons. The station there used to do these pastor luncheons, and he did this great message. And at the end of the message, he took the microphone, and he held it out in front of everybody, and he dropped it right there on the floor like a mic drop. In front of all these pastors.
Like
this guy's classic. And it's like, so I'm hoping that he can connect with us before we get to the actual November time and try and get him on the air. So we're seeing what I can do.
You're the person to know somebody that know him.
What's that?
So you're talking to me, and I know some of his close friends. And in fact, I know one of the guys at the church that real close to him, he go by his house. So I can either tell his son, because I'll probably be hearing his son in Bible study tonight.
Well, I would absolutely love it if you'd help out. I'm a big believer in everybody helping everybody. So if you want to help reach out and kind of shorten that time, it'd be great. I'd love to have him on.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll give him your number, the number that I call in on, and see if he can, you can talk to his son and see. And y'all can orchestrate something.
Yeah, you might actually want to have him reach out to us via email, because this is the phone line that goes into the station, so I'm only here for that time that I'm here.
Okay.
So you can do that. He can
do me a favor.
Go ahead.
Got this number. Text me your email address, and I'll see that he gets it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and have T get you the number that I can text it to offline, and then I'll send you off the information.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless you, bro.
God bless you. Okay.
Right.
And I need a prayer, though. Need one prayer.
Great.
I'm trying to find a job to do at home on the internet, but the specific type of job I need is where instead of getting paid by the hour, I will get paid by the item that I enter in.
Okay. By the project?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We get on the phone with T. I'll pray for you real quickly over the air, and then we're going to finish up on the show. Good job, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so while Ronnie's getting that information, giving that over to T, I'm going to pray for him and for everybody else, because I just feel the need that there's some people going through some financial struggles. So let's just pray about it, because there's nothing wrong with that. So let's do that. Father, we come before you, and we ask you for Ronnie and for everybody else in the audience right now that can use a boost, that can use some help, that can use some strengthening in their financial realms. Lord, nobody deserves or earns your grace. Its grace is given because of who you are. And we ask you for these graces to be given to the people that are in the audience that really need help. Now, there's some people listening and they're doing fine. and we appreciate them. We're talking about the people, Lord, that really are just coming up shy. They're just financially really right at the wire, or they're coming behind. We just ask you that you would bring a boost into their lives. And, Lord, in that boost, they would acknowledge you. And that would be the most important part of this, that they would glorify you in this process, acknowledge you in this process. You always provide for us. You always provide our needs. Every once in a while, Lord, we'd like to have a little extra, do a little bit of feasting, but as long as we don't get in trouble with it, not too little, Lord, that we curse you, and not too much that we forget you. That's what the scripture says. Help us to walk in that place of wisdom. And for everybody in the audience who's got other needs, they've got other things that are going on, I just pray for them right now. Just really, Lord, impress on my heart. Just I'm asking you for some people who are really physically hurting, that you would bring touch into their lives, that you would bring grace and mercy into their lives, and that they would know your presence, your commitment, your love for them, and that, Lord, you could help them and strengthen them. We don't know who you're going to touch, but we ask you to touch people. And we ask you to do it not because of our worthiness, not because we're wise or we pray smart or we've got a good show or anything. We ask you to do it because of who you are. You are gracious, merciful, kind, and compassionate. We trust you for how you're going to do the things that you're going to do in people's lives. We believe in you. We rely on your love. We count on and rely on the love of God. Every good and perfect gift. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, folks, we're not going to do any more because I'm out of time. So we got, what do we got, 1 minute? Okay, so here's the deal. The last thing I want to say about this church mice thing, the whole thing, there's one good thing you can be doing that will help you be able to share with people. Okay, one thing I'm going to say to you comes out of Acts 4. I'm not going to read it because I don't have time. But the disciples, they prayed that God would help them with boldness. And there's just nothing wrong with you saying, Lord, I can't stand sharing. I hate it. I dislike it. I just blah, 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 blah. But please help me move inside of me that I might be bold enough to share and to share with people about the goodness that you've expressed in my life and that you've shown me. If you pray that, God's not going to go, no, that's a terrible prayer. Okay, stop thinking that. Of course he'll say yes, but you got to really be willing and really desire it and believe that he hears you. You know what? He hears you. He knows everything that's going on with you, and he loves you. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You can take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.